Why do I feel this way when nothing is technically wrong? Your kids are healthy, your spouse loves you, your bills are paid, you have a job, a roof, and people who'd help you move if you asked. So why do you cry on the bathroom floor? Why does Sunday night feel heavier than it should? Why does it sometimes feel like you're watching your own life through frosted glass? When nothing is technically wrong, but you still feel this way, the feeling is the diagnosis, not your circumstances. The brain runs its own chemistry independently of how good your life looks on paper. Major depressive disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, persistent depressive disorder, and unprocessed trauma all show up in patients with good lives because mood and anxiety systems are biological, not circumstantial. Real treatment doesn't require you to first prove your life isn't fine. It requires you to be honest about how it actually feels. The trap of technically wrong. The phrase, nothing is technically wrong, tells me something important. It tells me you've already done the audit. You've checked your life against the checklist of what would justify how you feel, and your life passed, so you're stuck. This is the loop most untreated depression and anxiety patients live in. The patient is in real distress and simultaneously unable to grant themselves the right to ask for help because their circumstances don't seem to merit the request. Distress isn't earned by hardship. Distress is reported by the body. Full stop. The body doesn't compare your life to anyone else's before deciding to suffer. What's probably actually happening? In our clinic, the nothing technically wrong but I feel awful pattern usually traces to one or more of these. Untreated anxiety running underneath. You've had it so long you think it's your personality. It isn't. High functioning depression. You're producing, you're showing up. The flatness inside is the symptom you've been dismissing because you're not in crisis. Unprocessed grief or transition. Decades of suppression. You learned somewhere that feelings were inconvenient. You stopped feeling them in real time. They've started showing up later, decoupled from the events that caused them. Hidden trauma. Something happened that you didn't categorize as trauma, but your nervous system did. You don't need to know which one is yours. The first session of therapy often makes it visible, but other people have it worse. This is the sentence I hear most. It's the sentence that keeps people stuck for years. Comparison is not a diagnostic tool. Your nervous system did not get the memo that someone in another country has bigger problems. It just registered what you've been carrying and started running the program. 4.6% of U.S. adults have a major depressive episode in any given year, per the National Institute of Mental Health. A meaningful share of those have lives that, on paper, look great. The diagnosis didn't read their resume. You can hold gratitude and treat your symptoms in the same week. They're not in conflict. The cost of not asking. When patients put off treatment because nothing's technically wrong, the cost compounds. Marriages get quieter. Friendships get thinner. Hobbies fade. The kids notice but don't have language for it. Performance at work slips just enough to add another worry. Sleep breaks. Health markers drift. By the time something is technically wrong, you've spent years longer in the fog than you needed to. The earlier you treat, the smaller the work. Waiting doesn't make it easier. Waiting makes the foundation harder to rebuild. The honest first sentence. You don't have to walk into a clinic with a diagnosis. You don't have to justify why you're there. You don't have to perform symptoms you don't have. The honest first sentence is just this. I feel worse than my life looks. I want to know why. That sentence is enough. The clinician will take it from there. How we actually treat this at RSLNT. At RSLNT Wellness, we don't ask you to qualify your distress before we treat it. Counseling that doesn't waste your time. Our clinicians use cognitive behavioral therapy and acceptance and commitment therapy. Both give you tools the same week. We also use trauma-focused approaches when something older surfaces. Most patients see meaningful shifts in 8 to 12 weeks. Medication management. For the chemistry that doesn't read your circumstances. SSRIs like sertraline and escitalopram. SNRIs like venlafaxine. Bupropion when motivation has cratered. Sleep meds short term if needed. We don't push pills. We don't withhold them either. TMS therapy. When high functioning depression has hit the wall. TMS uses gentle magnetic pulses to wake up the parts of the brain that handle mood.
FDA cleared, drug-free, 6-week course. Many high-functioning patients respond well because the issue has been chemistry the whole time, hidden behind a good-looking life. Frequently asked questions. Will my doctor take me seriously if I say my life is fine? A good clinician will. If yours doesn't, find a different clinician. Mood disorders are diagnosed by symptoms, not by hardship. We never gatekeep treatment on circumstances. What if I get there and they tell me I don't need treatment? That's a possibility, and it's a fine outcome. Sometimes a 30-minute conversation reveals you've been white-knuckling something temporary, and the right move is 2 weeks of better sleep and a check-in. We don't push treatment on patients who don't need it. Will I have to take medication? No. Many patients start with therapy alone and never need medication. We recommend medication when the symptoms are heavy enough that talk therapy can't get traction without it. The two paths often work together. You can stop ranking your suffering against other people's. You earned the right to feel how you feel. The fix doesn't require you to first prove your case. Schedule a free 15-minute consult. We'll listen, ask a few questions, and tell you what's likely driving the gap between how your life looks and how it feels. No pressure, no guilt about your good life. I'm not a therapist or a doctor. I'm someone who went from suicidal ideation, major depressive disorder, and crippling anxiety to clarity of mind. I feel like I got my life back. RSLNT Wellness is the place that helped me get there. If you're struggling, you don't have to figure this out alone.